This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was back on my show back in October 2018. We're talking about Bergio International, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BRGO. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Bears Abadjian. Bears, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back, Everett.
You know, the last time that you were on the show was, like I said, in November. A lot has happened since then. Give me an update of where we're at now.
Well, since then, yes, a lot of things have happened. We have finally became current. So we're current right now with all our filings. So we're very proud of that. That was our goal. Second, we have opened the second expansion, the Atlantic City store, which has been very successful and really, really bypassed our expectation. And that put us on the map. It's a beautiful casino. We're inside the casino with the exclusive jeweler. And the only hiccup it was due to the economic condition in Christmas time in the month of December, that the stock market dropped 4,000 points. It has affected a little bit the jewelry industry across the board. It affected our first store more than the second store because we don't have the numbers of the second store. So we were not able to materialize much more on the second store because of what happened. But otherwise, we're very positive. We already had a good start for 2019. And that's the direction we're going to be taking on from now on to expand.
Well, you know, you came on my show about 8 months ago. You was telling everybody, listen, you know, don't look at us where we're at, but where we're going. I'm going to open up a new store in Atlantic City. You did that. I'm proud of you. Speaking of that, how about fourth quarter results? You got any of those in yet?
Well, fourth quarter, I feel as a CEO looking at it, it's still not audited, still not finalized. Looking at the numbers on the bottom line, it bypassed any fourth quarter for the last 5 years. The bottom lines have changed. The gross margins have improved tremendously. Our expenses are under control. And also what we did in the fourth quarter to really materialize on everything, we updated all our accounting system and our POS system, which spent quite a bit of money. But right now we got results immediately. We know exactly our gross margins daily. So now we're in full control. Like I said also 8 months ago, I want to be in a business that I'm in full control of. I don't want to be controlled by other people like I was in the wholesale business. You have no idea what happens. Here I'm in full control daily. I know exactly what I'm selling. I know exactly what my margins are, and I know exactly what I'm going. So, yes, the fourth quarter has bypassed a lot of expectation, and I hope after the audit, our shareholder base will see that we have. I think it's going to be the crossover is the fourth quarter, and so that's what I'm seeing.
So, last time that you were on the show, we talked about you had about over 150 independent jewelry retailers across the United States. Have you discontinued that and brought everything in-house and just working out of your two stores now?
Well, yeah, we dropped that tremendously. We still deal with Neiman Marcus. We had a good fourth quarter with Neiman Marcus. We still have about 4, 5, 7 stores. Yeah, we cut that tremendously because there's a lot of shrinkage in the jewelry industry, as I've mentioned before, and also in the press release. So the jewelry industry, if you don't control your destiny, is very tough. So right now we're going to be vertical. We're 100% vertical from manufacturing to consumer. So we're controlling everything, and we're really going to expand in that route. We'll love it. I know people say, why retail? And when people are closing their doors, well, remember, Bergio is not opening a Bergio jewelry store. Bergio is opening a Bergio concept store. A concept store means we have introduced our handbags manufactured in Florence, Italy. We have introduced our belts, which is made locally, our little wallets, all made locally. Also, we have introduced our fashion line. And now in 2019, we're working very hard to introduce exclusively our Bergio fashion line, which right now is being manufactured as we speak. So we would have our exclusive fashion line. David Yurman and this, they have their own look. So that's what we're doing specifically. So that's going to be introduced soon. So after we do that, we're fully going to be Bergio stores, fully concept Bergio stores, branded Bergio stores. It's not a jewelry business. We're going to have fine jewelry, fashion jewelry, and all accessories.
The company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is Bergio International. If you want to know more about their concept and their company, go to their website, www.bergio.com. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BRGO, and I feel that they're very undervalued here with a market cap of less than $1 million. Yeah, and their price point on their jewelry is between around $400 to $20,000. That being said, what is the future for your company? What is the future for your concept?
Well, our biggest challenge next now is to address the stock price. We're not happy with it. We feel that it's way undervalued, like you just said, and we're going to address that soon. We don't know how. We are discussing with a lot of people. We discussed with a lot of advisors, my attorneys, my accountants, because the stock price should not be what it is right now. And it hurt now that we are growing, it's hurting the company because we need that to grow with us. If it doesn't grow, it's not effective to be public. So that's the whole idea. So that's our next focus, which we've been discussing it for about 2 months now. The stock has to improve tremendously. Because in return, it would help the stockholders, would help us as a company to expand. Because it's very difficult to expand at 0001 right now when we are financing everything internally. It's very hard, especially right now when we are looking at more expansion in other areas. So that's what we are right now. Our focus for 2019 is to improve the stock price, also to improve more expansions coming up in 2019.
Bear, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview before I let you go?
Very simple. You got a stubborn CEO. I'm not going anywhere. I'm stubborn. I put my own money. The company owes me $1.3 million. I deferred $1 million of it for the fourth quarter. So I am not going anywhere. And all these negative talks, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here to stay, and I'm here to stay for long term. I'm already planning on a third store expansion. We already have the lease in our possession. We agreed on LOI. When the shareholders listen to and they hear what it is, they're going to be very impressed because this is will put us more on the map than Atlantic City. So that's where we are. I'm not going anywhere. My name is on the door. I keep on saying this. And we're going to expand, and this company will expand, and the share price will improve one way or another.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Again, take a look at Bergio International. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BRGO. I want to thank you for your time today. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully, you'll come back on the show in the next 40 or 50 days and give us an update on what's going on with your Atlantic City property.
We'd love to do that, Everett, and thank you for having me on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.